of 8 o'clock, and it's time now for The Point of Law. The Point of Law is brought to you this morning by the law firm of Yost, Schaefersman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, Hartman, and Wilson. That is the Yost Law Firm. 81 West 5th Street. Call 721-6160 or go to yostlawfirm.com on the World Wide Web.
Is a hotel responsible if its clerk fails to deliver a message to a guest? The court hosted that question of the missing message. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law.
If you've been injured on the job, in a vehicle accident, or injured in some other difficult situation, Yost Law Firm is your legal firm. Yost, Schaefersman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, and Hartman are known for their depth of expertise in litigation, aggressiveness in the courtroom, as well as their breadth of abilities in the areas of business legal matters, estate planning, and family law. Nick Lamb, Bob Hillis, Dave Mitchell, Tim Schultz, David Hartman, and Spencer Wilson will help get you through any legal matter. Visit YostLawFirm.com or call 402-721-6160 for professional legal counsel since 1947.
Brad Kelman was a construction superintendent for a road building company. He was a long distance from home, in a high mountain area, and he missed his wife and daughter, Janice. His crews worked 7 days a week, which meant Brad had to remain on the job on call. But he did get 3 days off occasionally. Then he would drive home, which was about 450 miles away. Brad had a comfortable room at a large motel with 200 units. Most of the units were occupied by workmen on the job. There was cable television and a phone in every room. If someone called for a guest who was out, the clerk took a message and left it in the key box. One afternoon, shortly before Brad was due back at the motel, a call came in for him. The clerk said for the caller to wait. Then he came back and said, "He's checked out. He left no forwarding address." The clerk did not leave a note for Brad or tell him anyone called, nor had he bothered to verify Brad's guest status by checking the register. A week later, some friends from home drove by and said his wife had been trying to reach him. When Brad phoned his home, there was no answer. Alarmed, he instructed an assistant to take over, and Brad drove until late that evening to reach the house. He rushed inside and woke up his wife. He cried, "What's the matter? What happened?" Angrily, Jane said, "Oh, nothing much, just that your daughter got married. We wanted you to give the bride away, but it seems you'd checked out and never bothered to inform us." When Brad simmered down, he filed suit against the motel. His attorney told the court, "The clerk's failure to relay Brad's wife's call was negligence at its worst. The motel had developed the practice of accepting calls and messages for guests. They were therefore obligated to do so for this call. Having failed, they are responsible for damages." The motel's attorney said, "Our function was to keep and maintain rooms. We made no agreement with anyone, verbal or written, to furnish an answering service. What we did was a courtesy only, and we were free to act or not, according to how busy we were. Brad is not entitled to damages." Is the motel responsible for the missing message? We'll find out after this.
If you've been injured on the job, in a vehicle accident, or injured in some other difficult situation, Yost Law Firm is your legal firm. Yost, Schaefersman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, and Hartman are known for their depth of expertise in litigation, aggressiveness in the courtroom, as well as their breadth of abilities in the areas of business legal matters, estate planning, and family law. Nick Lamb, Bob Hillis, Dave Mitchell, Tim Schultz, David Hartman, and Spencer Wilson will help get you through any legal matter. Visit YostLawFirm.com or call 402-721-6160 for professional legal counsel since 1947.
Is a motel responsible if its clerk fails to deliver a message to a guest? Yes, said a Florida court. The motel undertook to accept calls for guests. This was an assumption of a duty which it cannot evade by later denials. Furthermore, the clerk's action was so outrageous that it implies a malicious motive. Brad is entitled to damages. It's a Point of Law.
Point of Law brought to you this morning by the law firm of Yost, Schaefersman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, Hartman, and Wilson. That is the Yost Law Firm, 81 West 5th Street. Call 721-6160 or go to YostLawFirm.com on the World Wide Web. It's 7:59.
Hi, this is Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com. Join me every Monday through Friday right here at 8.